Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping teams and organizations create better working experiences that activate better results. Reach out to me if your team could use some help activating your fullest potential. The other night, my husband and I tried a new restaurant with some friends. It's our favorite crew to dine with because we all pretty much love eating everything. So we tend to hit the menu pretty hard, and we have the waiters just put it all in the middle. This way, everyone gets a taste of everything. It's a great strategy, if you do it right, which I will say we did not. In hindsight, we started with the wrong question. We asked ourselves and each other, what sounds good? Which is great when the options are limited, but there were a million and everything sounded good. So we kept on ordering. When it happens in a restaurant, the consequence is some gentle indigestion and a bunch of doggy bags. Not the end of the world. But when it happens at work, which it does kind of often, the stakes are higher. The consequences are more consequential. This is where we get to overwhelm, to burnout and dropped balls and disengagement. Because when a new idea hits, a possible priority, we ask ourselves, does it sound like a good idea? But way too many things on their own sound like a good idea, which is why we need to ask better questions. We need a framework to help us assess not each idea as it presents, but all of our ideas together. So we force ourselves to make choices, to prioritize. And this is where the ICE framework comes into play. It's a simple tool that helps us make choices when we're confronted with an abundance of creativity or possibility, of options or directions. So if your team is swimming in ideas and maybe some overwhelm, then let's talk about how you might use the ICE framework to decide which ideas deserve your energy and attention, and which may just need to hang tight for now. To the best of my knowledge, a guy called Sean Ellis is credited with bringing this model to life. And it's fairly simple. ICE is an acronym. It stands for impact, confidence, and ease. As in, how impactful would something be to our business? How confident are we in our ability to execute it successfully? And how easy would it be to achieve? What makes this useful is measuring a bunch of possibilities against each other, because it's all about relativity. Usually, all possibilities sound good. The real question is, how do they stack up against each other? In a competition, which ones win?
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
But that's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva Presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Maybe an example will help. So I was working with a tech company pretty recently. They had closed their third consecutive quarter in which they hadn't met their goals, and their teams were burning out, which meant people were extremely busy, but not effective. This is a very undesirable combination. So when we pulled back the curtain, it turned out they had a lot of projects in flight, and all were demanding resources, and none were delivering results. So we decided we needed to do some prioritizing. We made a list of the top initiatives that people were spending the most time and energy on. And it included things like translating their user interface into various non-English languages, running customer focus groups to capture feedback on how to improve their products, and attending trade shows to explore new technologies and vendor partners. The list went on and on and on. It was a lean organization that had bitten off way more than it could chew, and something had to give. So we went through the exercise of assigning ICE scores to each item. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being low, 10 being high, the team asked and answered for each item, how impactful will completing this be, how confident are we that we'd get it done, and how easy would it be to do? Now, this is more art than science. Scores come from honest dialogue, not from a clear-cut equation. And the dialogue really is the thing that moves us, that helps us choose. Here's what it sounds like. As we talked through, for example, translating their product into various languages, the consensus was not a super high impact, as most of their customer base is currently in the US. Confidence was high because they had a highly trained set of translators doing the work. And ease was low because it's a slow process, not to mention pretty expensive. Now compare this with the conversation about running customer focus groups to capture feedback to improve their products. The impact got a 10 out of 10. Because it's high touch, they're demonstrating to their current customers a real care for their experience, and they're capturing valuable, actionable feedback at the same time. Confidence also got a 10 out of 10 because no one knows better than the customers themselves what's working and what's not. And finally, ease got a 5 out of 10. These groups were admittedly pretty labor-intensive. But when they looked at just these two priorities side by side, it became abundantly and immediately clear that by letting go for now of their translation work, they'd have more resources to give to running customer focus groups and taking action on their valuable feedback. And in a season of burnout, plus inefficacy, giving more energy to higher impact work just makes sense. So how can you use this framework with your team, or frankly, just with yourself and your ever-growing to-do list? And what problem do you need to solve? Like maybe your team has been achieving its goals. Maybe you're on track, but collectively you've done a bunch of really hard things and you're feeling the burn. Maybe your goal is to just find one or two things that score high on ease because your minds and your souls need a break. Or maybe your team has recently taken a bunch of risks. You've experimented, which is awesome, but your results have been disappointing. And maybe you just need to pick a thing or two with really high confidence scores, because you need a quick win to remind yourselves how great you are. There are no hard and fast rules with the ICE framework. The value is in the conversation and the relativity. Remember, none of us can or should do it all. So if your to-do list is feeling endless, maybe give it a shot of ICE. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking to dial up its employee experience or activate some change with some great leadership development. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings, and our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too, so she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.